thank you, Laurie. Thanks for your time.
We're always there for the support of this. We've been supporting this for a few years now, Gone Nuts. And look, it must be said, I love the title of it. I think the event title describes it nicely.
Location and the people doing it, so yeah, it covers all bases.
And it is Tasmania's 101 Adventure Run. Now, this has been going for several years now. How long, Steve? 5 or 6 years, I believe?
Yes, it's the sixth year this year, so yeah, it's been growing quite steadily, so it's good.
It's been an interesting time the last 12 to 18 months, hasn't it, with all the regulations around with the COVID?
Yeah, that put a few extra spin on things, but no, we've been lucky. We got in between the gaps in most years, so... But definitely brought a little more legwork in, but all been good.
Yeah, timing is everything, isn't it? Now, this is on Saturday, the 5th of March. It's a great way, that is, it hugs the coastline, visits one of our premier national parks, and gets a bit of fitness in for good measure. Tell us a little bit about it, and particularly the course. I know it does start at the Nut and Stanley.
Yeah, we start at the 101, start at the base of the Nut and Stanley, and get to do a lap up the top and round and back down again, so get the legs working straight up.
It would certainly get the blood pumping. So it starts at the base of the Nut. It doesn't start on the top of the Nut. You run up the Nut and come back down again.
Yeah, that's correct. And then we head along Tatlow's Beach and along to Black River, along the coast. And then we head inland there for about 30 kilometres, picking up some of the forestry roads and trails out the back of Rocky Cape. We'll head down into Rocky Cape from there.
I mentioned some of the premier national parks. It does encompass the Rocky Cape National Park itself. Heads around the Table Cape area. I tell you what, it's stunning views, isn't it?
It is very, very stunning views, yes. Great variety of coastline, all different terrains as well. You get sandy beaches and the trails up in the park and the farmland from Boat Harbour to Table Cape. So, yeah, it's a bit of everything.
Okay, so starts at the Nut, goes to the Rocky Cape National Park inland, as you pointed out, Table Cape, and it finishes at the Wynyard Footy Ground.
Yeah, we finished. With the COVID restrictions and crowd control, we finished the footy ground last year and it seemed to work well, so we'll finish the football ground again this year. Get to do a lateral oval to finish and get the crowd support behind you in your last 400 metres, which is a pretty positive result to get you across the line.
What is the restrictions for it now? It's not until March 5, so things can change between now and then, but you must have some sort of idea.
Yeah, look, we've got a cap of 1,000 people spread across the four starting positions. Like, we've got the 101 and the 75, the 50 and the 25. So, because we've spread out start line, we can have that number spread along the coast. So, and then people just got to disperse once he finishes at the finish line. So, we can't get to hang around as much as I'd like to. But,
yeah.
That's the way it is at the moment.
Yeah, it is open to individual and teams as well. But you don't have to do the 101, can you? You can do the other lengths as well.
Not up to the 101, you can drop back to the 75 if you like, or the 50 kilometre, or the 25. Plenty of options there. You can do the 50 in a team as well.
It's versatile. And you can walk, you can run, you can jog. It's really up to the individual or the teams in this case.
It is indeed, yeah. We like to involve, like get everyone involved. Like met up with the front runners that do it in about 12 hours.
Yeah.
And back marks that do it in 28. So got a wide variety and just the... not seeing people complete what they want to do is pretty rewarding.
Steve, I can't think of a better way of combining the beautiful sights that we do have here with fitness at the same time and, get your friends involved. And it's a good social event. So that's on Saturday, March 5. The people that have done it before know the situation. But what about those that haven't done it before? How do they go about registering for that? Just jump online to your Facebook page?
Yeah, just jump online to www.gonenuts.com.au and... yeah, follow the entry details from there.
Thank you very much for telling us all about it, Stephen Phillips.
Thanks again, Lee. Thank you.